Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and the Keystone Sports app. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle. We are here in the Labatt Blue studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, Bleed Blue and White, Drink Blue and Light, talking some Penn State football, really looking ahead to the spring and summer with the early enrollees who showed up on campus over the weekend, began classes this week.
They all made it to class, too. We know that for a fact.
We've seen plenty of those now infamous tweets from the new guys showing that they're sitting in the front row, hoping that their coach notices them too. We'll look at just where things are on Penn State's coaching staff, the movement we've seen so far, and what we can expect to see in 2020, whether that's different, whether that's more of the same with this new look staff. Ask Greg will be coming up a little bit later in the show. These are your Penn State football questions, some recruiting questions as well. And we'll talk some Penn State wrestling. Interesting time for Kale Sanderson and his team. They're in scramble mode just a little bit. As dominant as they've been, you have to take that with a grain of salt. But there has been some movement there, and we're not quite sure now what this Penn State lineup's going to look like. So we'll tackle that.
It's a mess, isn't it?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
You don't ever want to count out Kale Sanderson and his Lions wrestling program, but it looks maybe a little bit dicey this year in terms of the team national title with how many injuries and just weird things they have going on. I see the Teske kid went to Iowa Central, so I guess he's going to spend some time there and then transfer elsewhere. But, not great at the moment.
We're not really used to this amount of – I don't want to say drama, but this amount of activity, especially in the middle of the season. So Jacob Ferriott from the Daily Collegian will join us. He covers Penn State wrestling for them to give us the lowdown on what's happening with those guys. For now, let's start with the early enrollees. There was a group of, I thought it was 11. Penn State said 12. I'm not sure where the difference lies, but it's a group that not a little under half the class has showed up early. What are your thoughts on the idea of enrolling in January and how much more commonplace this will be moving forward? You know, it seemed last year, I forget what the numbers were last year in terms of how many enrolled in January, but it seemed like we were going to maybe not ever get to 100%, but this percentage of your class enrolling in January was going to explode.
Yeah.
We've kind of stabilized, I guess, about half the class.
Right. So, I mean, it just depends, I think, where you get your guys from. James Franklin has mentioned it in the past that a lot of Northeast schools make it difficult to graduate early. So if your class is mostly comprised of Northeast guys, you're not going to have that many early enrollees. Conversely, if you have a pretty well spread out class from a geographical standpoint, you're going to have more of the kids that can graduate school in December and be on campus in January. So, I mean, obviously, we've heard James Franklin talk about it. We've heard Dwight Gault talk about it. The earlier you can get these guys on campus, the better, because clearly, they need to get into the weight room. They need to have spring practice. They need to have winter workouts. They need to have the summer drills before the actual camp begins. All that stuff is beyond, it's incredibly beneficial. So the earlier you can get them on campus, the better. I really think the one out of this group that can make an early impact is Keandre Lambert. I think he's going to come in, explode onto the scene. And I've seen some love for Joe Johnson, too. So maybe he's another one that jumps into this, maybe finds his way to the depth chart early on.
So we were talking off air a little bit about this, but you tend to look at January enrollees as guys who might be on the verge in year one, as that being the primary benefit. But there are obviously guys in this group of early enrollees, just based on the position they play and how prepared or not they might be to contribute early in their careers. What the benefits are for them. And, you know, we were just basically discussing, okay, so you have, you know, Nick Dawkins, you have Fatorma Mulba. Bryce Mustella, I think, is in that category because he's got quite a bit of work to do in the weight room and that kind of thing. But improving your positioning on the depth chart, even without an opportunity to play, can be a big deal. You know, if Nick Dawkins is able to kind of reshape his body, for example, and make an impact and showcase to the coaches what he's able to do, and then that trickles into his freshman year as he's working on scout team and he kind of continues down that road, that can change your trajectory in a positive way. So I think it is a fair point to say, okay, just because you're not going to see some of these guys in year one doesn't mean enrolling in January wasn't beneficial to them.
Right. Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, getting on campus early anymore, it gives you a number of opportunities, right? It gives you the chance to obviously get into the weight program earlier, but it allows you too to get the, I don't want to say academic shock, but I think that's what it is for a lot of guys, out of the way, the college course load and how do I handle going to class and going to practice and going to work out and doing homework and all this stuff while living away from home for the first time. The guys that come in August, and look, there's plenty of success stories that indicate that it's not an end-all be-all, and that's maybe how this is starting to sound, but, you know, the earlier guys get in and are able to take advantage of everything the school has to offer, the better. And the quicker you, the more time you have to adjust to being away from home and being a college football student athlete, the better off you're going to be. So that's why I know Penn State says it doesn't push this, but it certainly tries to get as many of these kids that can early enroll in to do so as possible.
And one other thing that's interesting is that from the outside looking in, you tend to think, okay, these are guys playing at a really, really high level in high school. A lot of them playing for big schools and that kind of thing. It was surprising to me. I'm trying to think who it was. Like Lamont Wade was one of them who just wasn't anywhere close when it comes to workout numbers.
Yeah.
Where Penn State wants their guys to be coming out of high school. And this is a kid, like obviously put together, strong kid, fast, but just from a workout standpoint, there's a big difference between spending the last 4 months of your high school career working out in your high school weight room versus doing it on a day-to-day basis with the oversight of Penn State strength and conditioning staff. And you know, those are four crucial months, I think, especially for guys who are trying to get into that mix to play early. So that there's just a big difference. I was alarmed, I guess, at seeing how big that difference can be.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you know, like you do see guys come in and play. The ones that show up in June or July, I guess most of them now show up in June for the second semester of classes. So we've seen those guys come in and play. But again, the earlier you get on campus, the better off you're going to be as it relates to everything, really. But certainly as it relates to playing early.
The Keystone Kickoff Show, we're looking at Penn State's group of early enrollees, the guys from the 2020 recruiting class who have enrolled in classes this week, and what that means for their immediate and long-term futures on campus. Conference Championship Week is here while we're at it. Four teams, two games, so little time left in the season. Don't miss out. Get in on all the action with the DraftKings Sportsbook app. It's America's top-rated sportsbook app. This week only, you bet on any star player to score the first touchdown of the game with 10-1 odds. It doesn't get better than that. All kinds of props, over-unders, all the different action you could want as you look at the last couple weeks of the football season. And you top it all off, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering their best sign-up offer to date. You download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code KSN for limited time. All new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN. Get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Looking at this group of early enrollees and instant impact, let's just focus on that concept because that's the first place your head goes when you see guys enrolling in January. You mentioned Keandre Lambert. He struck me as, they've got what, six wide receivers in this class.
Yeah.
He struck me as the most well-rounded of the group and athletically looked like he was right there where he needs to be. So it'll be interesting to see, especially when you take a look at this wide receiver depth chart. There's nothing really settled, right? I mean, what is settled in the wide receiver depth chart? You think
not a thing.
You think Jahan Dotson, you know, being the sort of de facto number two last year, you think that he ascends to that number one role, but I don't know about that for sure.
Yeah.
You know, You could have a Daniel George could have a big 6 months and jump into that mix. You could have one of these freshmen get involved. Lambert's one of them. I'm a big fan of Parker Washington, too, who's not arriving until June at the earliest now. But there's opportunity here for the taking at wide receiver.
There's no doubt. I think Parker Washington could come in and play early, too. But he's not going to have the benefit of being on campus in January like Lambert. So time will tell there. But, yeah, that is one messy depth chart position right now.
There are openings for sure, and the fact that they got numbers coming in, that's a good thing. What do you think about Keziah Holmes with that running back depth chart? But he's a unique player, and he's showing up early. He can bring some different elements to the Penn State offense without being lined up in the backfield necessarily.
Yeah, I wonder if he might see some time in the slot now that KJ Hamler's gone. You know, obviously Jahan Dotson will be there too. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see – number one, what the new receivers coach does. And then number two, how there's so much we just don't know about what Kirk Shiraka is going to do with his offense. Is he going to change, you know, they've had the X, the Y, and the Z receiver position. Are you going to change that? Are they going to have different terminology for these things? Who's going to go in the slot? Will the receivers be more or less active in the passing game? Will younger guys maybe step up faster? Again, is receiver development something that he was, did he have good receivers at Minnesota because of how well his offense used them? Or were those guys just the really good players that they appear to be? So there's so many questions we don't have answers to, but it's going to be interesting for sure.
Well, I think if you look back to, you know, his time with PJ Fleck and Corey Davis at Western Michigan too, there's a little bit of a track record here for Kirk Shiraka to get the most out of his wide receivers. So we'll see. Joe Johnson, that length, and I think there's some opportunity towards the, you know, that fourth, fifth cornerback job.
Yeah.
Could be an opportunity there. Enzo Jennings, I think there's some opportunities at safety. You've got obviously three of them back, but the rotation, as you look again at the number four, number five type players there, those are two guys to watch. Theo Johnson, I stand behind the idea, as long as his shoulder's okay from the Under Armour, the week of practice leading up to the All-America game, he could be the number two tight end on the roster by the time August rolls around. I wouldn't be surprised by any of that. He's a really talented guy. But that to me, you know, there's an interesting group. Tyler Elsden, who knows? Special teamer? I don't know. I mean, he looks like, when you see the pictures of this group as a whole, Tyler Elsden just looks like a grown man.
He does. He really does. To me, he is a guy who, if there wasn't so much talent already at linebacker, he'd probably play from year one. But I think he's a little bit too far down the depth chart to burn his red shirt this year. However, you're right. Maybe he is a special teams contributor. I could certainly see that, no doubt.
They've shown their shades of gray. You don't have to be a starter to burn your red shirt. You can contribute in some other ways. You know, Brandon Smith, a lot of it on special teams last year, for example. So we'll see. Penn State getting 11 guys on campus now. We'll see their development. We'll get a chance to see them in strength and conditioning and then in the blue-white game and spring practice as well. Well, for now, we're going to move on. You mentioned Kirk Shiraka. How does this coaching staff look? How does it impact the product on the field? We'll look at that in just a moment.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering their best sign-up offer to date. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.